I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now. Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome, welcome. This is your host, Jessica Wilkerson. I am a licensed marriage and family therapist number 104464. I work in private practice over at Chico Creek Counseling. And you can find out more about me at Chico Creek Counseling at www.chicocreekcounseling.com. I also have my own website, but I never go on it anymore. So it's really outdated. I'm not even going to give it to you. But I'm here with my friend and colleague, Melinda Haynes. She is a licensed marriage and family therapist. You want to give people your license number and your website?
My license number is 102308, and my website is healplaylove.org.
And she has a great blog on there, you guys. So if you guys want to learn more about Melinda.
My blog is kind of silly. It's not always super therapy-ish.
Well, that's because you're well-rounded.
Oh, good point.
Okay, guys. We were talking like earlier today because we're friends. And we come on the show together because I think we have a good rapport. And we were talking about how opposite we are about our prayer time. And so we thought, let's talk about that on the air because we can probably go pretty deep with this. And maybe other people can relate too. So I was telling Melinda how when life is going well, I am really good at praying and at praising the Lord. Like every good and wonderful blessing that he gives me is from him. My little boy, I have a 2.5-year-old, he is from the Lord. And our home, we have a really cute home, and we have amazing neighbors who are all in their 30s, and I'm 39, and so they're about my age and also have young kids. Where did that come? How that is not the age group that's having young kids, right? And somehow we bought a house in a neighborhood, we didn't know that, with people who are not only our age but also in the same season of life. And so my job is amazing. I just cold called Joe Taylor and said, are you hiring? And he wasn't. And he prayed on it and hired me. And 4 years later, I have this gorgeous office and I'm licensed. And he's such a generous employer. And God is so good. He comes into my room when I'm helping people. And I know it's the Lord that's in there that speaks through me. It is not of my own wisdom. It is from him. And God is so good. But when I am sad, when my marriage is struggling because everybody goes through hard times in their marriage, when things are so stressful and I just am being pulled in 100 different ways and I am overwhelmed because I am a human, I forget to pray. I am so good at praying and praising during the good times. And then I get stressed and overwhelmed. And when I need the Lord the most, I'm not praying. And it's so like, I think about in the Bible and other people, that's when they're on their knees. And that's when I'm like, what is going on? Satan, get behind me. But I mean, I can see what's happening, but I'm still not, like, that's when my walk struggles the most. Mm-hmm. And Melinda, tell me about your experience, because you're exactly the opposite.
Yeah, I'm kind of the opposite in that regard. I don't know if it's because of my dark nights that I've walked through. And, you know, maybe one day we'll share some of those. But, you know, for now, let's just say they were some dark nights. And I've literally just spent, I can't even, like hours in my closet, like literally my prayer closet, which is my closet that also stores my clothes. But, you know, I've been on my knees. I've been on my face before God, just, you know, crying out to him. And like, I'm not worthy for you to even deliver me from this hard trial. But what am I supposed to be learning here? What, you know, what is it you're showing me? What is it you're teaching me? And he meets me in those places, those dark places where nobody else can talk to me or touch me, because anything a human would have to say at this point would be irrelevant or insensitive,
mm-hmm.
you know, or just not, like, you don't get it,
right.
you know, but I can talk to God, and, mm-hmm. you know, and he will speak to me in words that maybe my language doesn't understand, but my heart, my soul understands it,
mm-hmm.
my spirit understands it, and I commune with him during those hard times. And when things are good, you know, I'm almost like, okay, what's going on? How come I'm not being challenged by Satan? Why isn't he trying to attack me? Why isn't God teaching me something through a trial right now? Or who am I to receive, you know, these blessings, or to look at, I don't know, think material things of the world?
Mm-hmm.
Do you see what I'm saying? So it's like,
yeah.
I'm like, almost like I want
you're resistant of the positive things.
Yeah, I want God to punish me, because I know, like, that's where the blessing is. You know, like, I,
mm-hmm.
and I'm also, like, super opposed to, like, people who, not the people who do it, but the technique, I guess, of, like, declaring negative things away from us.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like, you know, I'm not God. Who am I to say, oh, you problem, go away, when I can learn so much in the problem,
mm-hmm.
and in yeah. the trial.
All right, we have a commercial break coming up. I don't know where this conversation is going to go. We're completely, we don't have any kind of outline. So let's see what happens when we come back. This is Jessica Wilkerson and Melinda Haynes, and we're just having a conversation with microphones in front of us. And we'll keep doing it after these commercial breaks.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome, welcome. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now every Monday. Every day of the week is a different host. I am your Monday host. And I want to remind you that while I am a licensed marriage and family therapist, and Melinda Haynes is also a licensed marriage and family therapist, anything that we talk about on this radio show is not a substitute for your own therapy. If you are triggered by anything, please reach out to somebody in your community who is trained and qualified and registered and licensed, etc., to work with you on that topic.
You today, might need therapy after listening to us.
Yeah. And today we're not really on any kind of psychotherapeutic topic, although that is a disclaimer I always have to say no matter what, because I'm a therapist who has a radio show. Today we're just having a conversation, and we're just talking like two girlfriends with microphones in front of us, which is not a normal situation for friends.
All girlfriends do that.
Right. What? We're just a little bit of exhibitionists, I guess. But today we're talking about how different we are when we are striving to commune with the Lord, and how when life is really good, I have absolutely no problem dedicating all of that goodness to God, because you know what? I didn't do any of it. And I genuinely didn't do anything. Yes. Did I call Joe and ask if he was hiring. I did do that. I did that after a lot of prayer because that was really scary. I never cold called someone asked for a job before. So there was that. It's see, there we go. I give that to God. Yeah. God gave me that strength. Yeah. I prayed a ton for that.
Yeah.
And he gave me the words. And then Joe said, I'm not hiring, but I'm going to pray about it and talk to my business mentor, and called me back the next day and said, yes, I'll hire you.
Wow.
So still, that's of God.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I have absolutely no problem giving all of these the credit to the Lord. God is so good to me. And I have been through, let me tell you guys, when we were growing up, we were so poor that I actually had to skip school to help my mom take bags of food from the food giveaway at the Catholic church home on the bus because we didn't have a car. And so, you know, I think she told the school I was sick so that would be an excused absence.
Yeah. Yeah.
So my life growing up and it was really hard, guys. Yep. And maybe that's why I can see all of these blessings as being from the Lord. Mm-hmm. But, cause my mom was a devout Christian. But when times get hard, I just feel so alone. And I know that the Lord is with me. And I do feel that he's with me. But I don't really necessarily seek him out other than sometimes I'll take a bath and I'll pray and cry. Mm-hmm. But and then Melinda was telling you guys about how when her life is hard, that's when she is seeking the Lord and asking for him to teach her what lessons she needs to learn in this time. And she is giving him the credit of giving her the time, the fire to...
It's refiner's fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the word I was looking for.
Yeah.
To be refined by the fire.
Yeah.
And she sees that as, while it's a trial, she also sees it as a blessing.
Yeah.
And when times are going good for her, she's a little bit uneasy. Like, what is going on? Why am I not being refined? Why is the enemy not attacking me? And so we talked about that last segment. And in the commercial, we were like, well, what are we going with that? And I was telling her, you know, you're like, she's my dear friend. And sometimes, not sometimes, the Lord has us living in relationship with people for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
We can balance each other out. And I was saying, you have permission. When you see me really struggle, when things are really hard, and I'm like, oh my goodness, da, 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 what's happening? I'm so overwhelmed. Like, you have permission to say, Jessica, I think you need to find a prayer closet.
Mm-hmm.
I think you need, like, have you been praying? And I'll say, I don't know, here and there.
Yeah.
And for her to hold me to that and to guide me with her love. She's such a loving personality that she could do that without making someone feel judged, without making them feel like, well, what have you been doing? Why aren't you praying? You know, that's not her personality. And so to bless me with that, like, she has my permission
to do that. And also, likewise, I can learn from you to not constantly wake up every morning and expect punishment or reprimand or trial, that there are seasons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Ecclesiastes says there's a time for everything under the sun. And so there are times to rejoice and there are times to weep.
Yes.
And God can bless both of those things.
Oh, if only we could be so well-rounded that we can praise God in the good times and seek him out in the sorrowful.
And still praise him in the sorrowful.
Oh, yeah.
Praise him. Mm-hmm. Praise him through our tears. And sometimes I think, like, we don't necessarily have the words to go to God in the tough times, the difficult times. It's just our tears.
That's me. I can't get the words out. I don't even know what to say. I'm just hurting, and I choke up.
Yeah.
I'm just like, Lord, this stinks. Lord, I'm...
Yeah. And the Spirit intercedes with groanings we can't even understand
in
those moments.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, mine come out as crying. I'll just cry. I will just cry. I feel like I'm about to cry. I don't have anything to even cry about.
Oh,
Lord, be here. Thank goodness for commercials. We'll be right back.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, a licensed marriage and family therapist, number 104464. I work in private practice over at Chico Creek Counseling. If you want to learn more about me, Jessica Wilkerson, or any of my colleagues, just go to www.chicocreekcounseling.com. And my co-host is
Melinda Haynes, and my license number is 102308. You can find me at hillplaylove.org.
Wonderful. And you know, Melinda, she specializes in children and families, and she does community-based therapy. While she does have a little office, she likes to go out into the community and take kids to the park and talk to them about what's going on in their lives there and do family sessions out and about rather than in the safety of the office, because that's where the kids really are themselves.
My office is kind of like a closet, so you can think of it as a prayer closet, a therapy prayer closet.
Our offices are exactly opposite, right? Mine's giant.
Yours is giant, and mine's just a little storage room.
Well, that's because I really enjoy being in the safety of my four walls. And I will go on walks, the kids and I, and skip rocks at the creek. And we've been making a lot of slime in the little courtyard behind my my back door, where it's really private. Yeah. But I just love being in my little space, my little cocoon. Yeah. Whereas
mine's literally a cocoon. It's very cozy.
And you know what's funny, you
Don't
guys?
Judge.
Melinda's the introvert, and I'm more of an extrovert. I like being in the cocoon in my office, and she likes doing community therapy out there. It reminds me of the disciples, how the disciples that were educated and more prestigious spoke to the poverty-stricken, and the fishermen were speaking to the upper echelon of society.
Yeah.
So that's funny how we still embody
that. That's how God works.
It is.
You know, he uses our strengths and our weaknesses.
Mm-hmm. And he's and he gets you out of your cocoon.
He does. He does.
Because you have passion for community therapy, but you're an introvert.
It's so weird how that works. But I go home and I'm alone.
Well, you're not. You have a spouse and a child.
But, I'm alone with them.
Right. It is different. It is. Yeah.
I have to have my downtime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't
to rejuvenate
be in the community all the time.
So this segment, you had an idea.
Yes.
We had no idea where we were going to go with it. We're like, I don't know.
We're just, we're
completely
just
extemporaneous.
Yeah. Okay. So the word tells us both to pick up our cross and follow Jesus, right?
Right.
Okay. So the cross is an instrument of death.
That's true.
So he's not saying put on your little gold Jesus cross on your necklace and follow me. He's saying pick up your cross and follow me.
Oh my gosh.
So we have to die to ourselves. Mm-hmm. And dying is not necessarily a fun, happy, I guess, exciting?
Joyful?
Yeah, experience. There's like,
yay,
it's
I get to die.
Yeah, I mean, we do get to say that because we know we're going to go to our eternal home.
Right.
However, I think that dying by means of a cross is
isn't that the worst,
painful.
Most torturous death was dying on
humiliating,
on crucifix?
Painful.
But they end up suffocating, don't they? Isn't that how it is? Like your lungs end up or your ribs collapse into your lungs, and
I
it's a slow, painful, agonizing death of
right.
suffocation.
And it's not because God just wants us to constantly be suffering, that I think it's an analogy for that we need to die to ourselves. We need to die to the flesh. We need to live by the Spirit.
Right.
So we pick up our cross to die to the flesh and to follow after him in the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But then the Bible also says, rejoice. I say it again, rejoice.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then he says, be joyful when you encounter hardships and sufferings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we are not called just to to be saved by Christ, but also to suffer on his account. And then we're joyful in these things. Oh. And so the Bible has both aspects mm-hmm. of, you know, rejoicing, you know, being thankful, giving thanks in all things. Like, so it's not just one or the other. Who's right, Jessica or Melinda?
No.
Or how should we be all the time? Right. Always joyful or, you know, like being in our prayer closet in times of suffering.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe God allows us to experience all of these things.
Mm-hmm. That's the beautiful thing about being human, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he gave us this myriad of emotions. We also get to be frustrated and disappointed and surprised and enthusiastic. Like, we have so many emotions that we are allowed to experience. We could just have been made into automatons.
Right. Yeah. And we are created in his image. Mm-hmm. So I wonder, you know, how many of these emotions does God experience? You know, and the Bible does tell us, he does, you know, there's anger, there's mm-hmm. love, you know, there's compassion. There's all these different emotions that God experiences. And so when we experience our emotions, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
We just can't live by them.
Well, and he experiences them with perfection. And we were created imperfect. Yeah. So we often have imperfect responses to those emotions.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And, so understanding our humanity, mm-hmm. that when we beat ourselves up, we beat ourselves up for experiencing these imperfectly.
Yeah.
And we just have to be humble enough to say, okay, I experienced my frustration and I experienced it as rage. I experienced mm-hmm. my disappointment and I experienced it as deep sorrow. And because sometimes our experiences are exaggerated. And so understanding the way that we are experiencing them and then seeking out God and seeking out wise counsel to learn how to remedy that.
Yeah.
All right. This is Jessica Wilkerson and Melinda Haynes. See you next week.